Amen. Go ahead and please be seated. Well, good morning to everyone. Good morning. If you're visiting with us, it's great to have you with us here this Sunday morning. It's good to be back in Canada. Of course, my wife and I were away in South Korea. We met our son for the first time. Did more than meet him, brought him back. And so our 15-month-year-old, Eric. And so Karen and little Eric are doing well. They're adjusting to life here. And well, Eric's adjusting to life here in Canada. Adjusting to some new people involved in his life. Adjusting to a new language, being English. And, of course, Karen's speaking to him in Korean. But it's definitely great to be back. Next couple of weeks, I'm sure you'll get a chance to see both of them. But it was quite the time. We went down. It's a 14-hour flight, and so it's a direct flight. It's 14 hours from Toronto. So we flew out of Ottawa to Toronto, Toronto to South Korea, and it was never been on a 14-hour flight before. Longest was 4.5 hours, and so I have to say that was a very uncomfortable ride, but definitely worth every penny of it. And so we arrived in South Korea. A few days later, we were able to meet Eric. And the great thing was, as soon as we walked in the door, he actually ran up, gave me a hug on my leg. And I was like, okay, it seems like he's taking initiative to bond. And ever since then, things have been going well. We've been bonding great, getting to know our son. And so definitely things have been adjusting very well. Coming back was quite interesting because, again, it's also a 14-hour time change. So 14-hour flight, 13-hour time change. So when we arrived there, it was 4 in the afternoon. And so we went to sleep after this flight. And so then we got there. We were going to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening, waking up bright-eyed at 3 a.m. in the morning. And so I'd love to say the first few days took a while to get used to, but we came back, that was the same thing now with all three of us. So now we came back, again, another long flight. We arrived here at about 5 p.m., went to bed, and so for the first few days, all three of us were going to bed at like 5 o'clock, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so we had a few days where our day started at 3 in the morning, and we went on. But all is said and good. Things over the last few days have settled down, more of a routine, which is great. So he's not going to bed at 5 p.m. So the good thing is he's waking up around 6, which is quite a big difference from when we first began. But all along, we're adjusting very well, enjoying ourselves, having a great time with our son. You know, it's amazing. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18. And I'll show pictures and a video. It's amazing. His favorite song is not Praise is Heard Around the World. His favorite song is not Be With the Lord. His favorite song is Gangnam Style. And some of you know it. Some of you may not know it. It's a very popular song. That's his favorite song. So whenever played on the radio, he could be doing something. You play it. He stops and just starts going like this with his leg, tapping like this and starting to dance. Just go like this. And I'm like, oh, wow, really likes the song and really loves to dance. He's quite the character. Very social, very curious at 15 months. We can't leave anything lying on the carpet because he wants to eat it. But definitely it's great to have him running around our house and us chasing him. But today we're going to continue our study from the book of Matthew. And Matthew chapter 18 was the selected chapter for today. And so we're going to talk about an important topic, that being of humility. But before we continue, let's go to our Father in prayer. Father, we are so thankful to be able to be here this morning. Father, we're thankful for the ways that you work in our lives, and Father, for the ways that you watch over us and provide for us in so many different ways. And Father, as we study your word here today, and Father, as we talk about the importance of humility in our lives, Father, I pray that your Spirit really speak to each and every one of us. Father, to help us to become more dependent upon you. Father, to really imitate the heart of a child and being humble towards you, so that, Father, you can accomplish remarkable things in each and every one of our lives. Father, please work powerfully through me as I preach your word here today. Father, please guide me as I handle your word, Father, to be able to minister here to each and every one of us here today. Father, we thank you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, again, the topic today is that of humility. And, of course, Jesus taught on humility, being a very important topic that I do believe, an important topic that we can never hear enough about. Because God can work in our lives when we humble ourselves before Him and allow Him to be able to work in our lives. You know, what is in contrast to humility is pride. You know, pride is very dangerous. You know, because pride is stubborn. It looks down on others. It does not listen well because it's confident and already knows. Pride is not often taken serious enough. You know, sometimes we might joke around and say, "Oh, I'm just being prideful." That'd be like saying, "Well, I just murdered somebody," or "I just did this," or "I just did that." Well, we can kind of joke a bit. We can joke about it. But it's something at times we do not take serious enough. You know, pride is a time waster. I think about times when, if in my relationship with my wife, and if I'm being prideful or she's being prideful, just how much time gets wasted when there's a lack of humility. You know, pride destroys relationships. But also pride keeps us from seeing our need for God in our lives. You know, all of us need God in our lives. And I think pride prevents us from seeing how much we need God in our lives. You know, in Matthew chapter 18, beginning of verse 1, so at that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." You know, Jesus says here to his disciples, because for them, what was important to them? Their question is, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And so Jesus called this little child, believed to be a toddler, and placed the child among them. And he said, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, another translation, it says in the Message translation, it says, Jesus called over a child who stood in the middle of the room and said, "I'm telling you, once and for all, that unless you return to square one and start all over like children, you're not even going to get a look at the kingdom, let alone get in." You know, it's amazing to think about how Jesus taught about humility and the importance that if we want to enter, that we need to be humble. And Jesus makes it very clear that humility is very important. That we must humble ourselves to enter it. We must also humble ourselves to stay in it. And we must humble ourselves like little children. You know, humility is not something for us to strive to work on one day, or neither is it a nice quality for us to attain. You know, we can be successful with God without being highly intelligent, without being clever, without being outstanding in appearance and ability. We can be successful without being skillful in athletics. But we cannot be successful with God without humility. God can work in our lives remarkable ways when we allow Him to. If we don't have great conversational skills, if we don't have natural wisdom, God can work in our lives if we humble ourselves and allow Him to work in our lives. And so Jesus talks about to humble ourselves like a little child. And so today I'm going to talk about two different points. The first point is dependence on God. Dependence on God. And of course, Jesus says, you know, we think about the Message translation, that I'm telling you once for all, unless you return to square one and start all over, that we're not going to get into the kingdom of God. You know, we need God in our lives. No matter where we are in our lives today, no matter how much we've accomplished in our lives today, that we need God in our lives. And also, we need to be dependent on God. You know, for many, the word dependence is a word with all kinds of negative connotations. You know, many times we don't like to hear the word about being dependent on anyone. Instead, what's encouraged is be independent. And for some, to a certain point where they become less dependent in terms of on people, on family. But when we think about a little child is very dependent. And when I think about Jesus saying, you know, to have this humility of a little child, to have a heart like, a childlike heart, one of humility, you know, we need to have a dependence on God. You know, it's amazing. Our little son Eric is very dependent right now on us. You know, he needs us to feed him because he can't feed himself right now. Although he might try to, but then again, our kitchen then turns into this wild mess. But he tries to feed himself, but he just can't. So he needs for one of us to feed him. And he lets us know that, you know, when he's hungry, he might yell, let us know he's hungry. And when he wants more, he'll do the more. And we'll say, okay, we'll give you more. And it's amazing, we're at the dinner table, we're trying to get him to, you know, we're praising him off, doing a lot of praise. And so we'll say, good job, good job. And so it's amazing, then he eats, and then he starts clapping himself. Loving the praise and also now praising himself. You know, he needs us to feed him, he needs us to change him. That's been quite interesting. And he, you know, again, he may not like to be changed, but reality is he has to be changed. And so he might, sometimes he's happy to, and other times he's very fussy. And he might even cry from wanting to be changed. And so I'm getting in there and changing diapers. And he's there, and he's sitting there, he's crying and fussy. And he's crying, I'm sitting there going, you know what? If there's anyone who should be crying, it should be me. You got the good part. I'm the one who's having to clean this up. And afterwards I was like, wow. Praise God for a diaper genie. And so, changer, he needs us to dress him. And he can't dress on his own, although he will try to. Whenever he sees me put on my shoes and get ready to go out the door, he'll run to the door, grab his shoes, and then sit on the steps and want me to put his shoes on. He wants me to bathe him because he can't bathe himself. You know, it's amazing just how they're so dependent on people. He can't feed himself. He can't change himself. Can't dress himself. Can't bathe himself. Where he's very dependent on us. And he'll be dependent on us to guide him, to teach him different things in life as we're teaching him different things. But he won't to be able to do a lot of these different things on his own. You know, when I think about Jesus, and I think Jesus saying how, you know, we need to humble ourselves and to be like little children. I do believe we need to have the humility to humble ourselves before God and be dependent upon God in our lives. You know, you think about the very character of Jesus. Jesus was both divine and human. But his divine caused him to even more, to see more clearly how deeply as a human he needed his Father. His divine nature did not lead him to believe that, you know what, I can make it on my own. If there's anyone who we would say, okay, you know what, I can accept that, would be if Jesus said, you know, I can make it on my own. But Jesus never said that he can make it on his own. Because he knew that he needed the Father's guidance every day in his life. You know, in John chapter 5, verse 30, you know, Jesus says, by myself, I can do nothing. John 5, verse 30, by myself, I can do nothing. Because Jesus was totally dependent on the Father. And Jesus was the most humble man to ever live and walk the face of the earth. But yet Jesus was totally dependent. When we would believe he, if anyone, had all reason to be independent. But yet he was not. Because he was humble and knew how much he needed to depend on the Father in his life. You know, Jesus needed the Father to depend on the Father. And we too, each and every one of us, we need God in our lives. That we too need to depend on God in our own lives to train us, to teach us, to raise us. That no matter what we've accomplished in our lives, Jesus says, you know what? We need to go back to the beginning. And we need to be like a child. To have a childlike heart and a heart willing to learn and a heart that's dependent on God. You know, this morning, how dependent are you on God in your life? You know, we need God for, again, many things. We need God's love. We need God's power. We need God's guidance. We need God's forgiveness. We need God's companionship in our life. But do we see our need for God this morning? You know, God wants us to be dependent on Him. God wants for us to be dependent on Him so that He can work in meeting our needs that we have. You know, that's at times we may not believe and be dependent on God because we don't believe that we need God in our lives. You know, you think about whether it be our prayer life. You know, I think about even in my own prayer life, at times where I go about my day and I may not start the day in prayer. And I might decide, oh, I'll pray later because I'm busy doing this or doing that. And sometimes I can get into the habit of, okay, you know, I need to go do more and focus on the tasks that are at hand rather than focusing on, you know, God, before I leave my house, as I begin my day, I need to pray for your guidance. I need to pray for you to be able to work through me in whatever way you want to through my day. But what stops that from happening is pride. And that's what stops when I do not spend the time praying to God and asking Him for His guidance, is because pride has surfaced and living and preventing me from really depending on God the way that I need to. You know, all of us need to be dependent on God in our lives. You know, the second point is we need to have a teachable heart. You know, a childlike heart is a teachable heart. You know, our son is quite eager to learn. You know, it's amazing how he's walking around. He's looking to see what I'm doing. And we have these gates that are at the top of the stairs, the bottom of the stairs. And he hasn't figured out yet how to open the latch of the gate. But he's sitting there watching. Every time I'm doing it, he's just sitting there. He turns his head like this, watching to see how he can undo the latch. Because he knows he can't get down the stairs without it. But then when he comes down the stairs, you know, we're teaching him to come down the stairs. He's crawling down. He's coming down the stairs backwards, sliding down. But he wants to learn very quick to be able to not go down backwards. He wants to go front. And it's amazing how I was teaching him, no, not right now. Slide down. And so he wants to exercise his own independence. So he just, no, he wants to come down the stairs. So I was like, okay. So I stood right here. And he just started walking quickly. And all of a sudden, whoops, got him. But he wants to learn how to. He just hasn't arrived there yet. But you know, he wants to be able to learn to do different things. And I think about just this week, we were trying to teach him many different things. Getting ready, what it means to go outside. Teaching him different words, of course, English. Teaching him no when he starts making a fuss. and teaching them no. So we're like, no. So it's amazing. We went to get to the doctor last week just to get checked because he wasn't feeling well. And it's amazing how the doctor wanted to do some tests and he's like, no. I was sitting there going, okay, I know where you learned that from. Just got to get him to do that in the right particular time. And so we've been teaching him also to, you know, in terms of blowing kisses and hugging. And so whenever I leave the house or whenever I'm leaving, he comes up to me, hugs my leg, and he's blowing kisses and saying goodbye, which is absolutely very sweet. But it's amazing just how the difference we're teaching him, he's been learning them because it's such a teachable age. And I think that's what Jesus wants for us to have, is to have that teachable heart. The heart where we are eager to learn. The heart where we're eager to implement whatever we see that is good. Where we have that teachable heart. You know, in Jesus' time, the Pharisees were not very teachable because they had claimed to know absolutely everything. And therefore, Jesus could not, no matter how hard he tried, he could not get into their hearts because their hearts were instead filled with pride. You know, Jesus wants for us to have teachable hearts. In Matthew chapter 11, if you turn there with me, Matthew chapter 11, you know, each and every one of us need to be taught many different things in our life. I think the challenge is admitting and believing that we need to be taught many things in our life. For there are many different things that we need to be taught in our life. There are many different things that Jesus wants us to learn and wants to teach us. But we need to have, again, humility and have that childlike heart. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, what does Jesus say to us here today? That we are to come to him. All who are weary and burdened. If you're weary and burdened, he's saying, you know what, come to him. He says, you know what, and I will give you rest. He wants to teach us how to find rest. Because we will try to find rest in other ways. But he wants to teach us how to find rest. And he says, take my yoke upon you. And he says, learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. And he says, and you will, a promise, that you will find rest for your souls. You know, Jesus says that we'll find rest for our souls, but what is required is that we allow him to teach us. That we learn from him because he is humble in heart. The greatest man who ever lived described himself as humble. Again, any man who would say such a thing, if it were not Jesus, would be scandalized. But Jesus here is saying, you know, come, I have something to teach you. And Jesus was humble. And he wants us to humble ourselves to learn from him so we can find rest for our souls. You know, there are a lot of different things that we have not figured out. There are a lot of things that we will not figure out without him. But Jesus wants us to know that, hey, you know what? If we want to find rest for our souls, if we want to find contentment in our life, if we want to find satisfaction in our life, it is going to come from learning from him. But what's important is that making sure that we have that teachable heart. The heart where we're eager to, you know what, Jesus? Wherever you want to lead me, lead me. Whatever you want to teach me, teach me. And whatever it is he teaches us, that we put into practice, and we'll find rest for our souls. You know, we must humble ourselves and learn from him. You know, Jesus makes it very clear that humility is something that is very important. That without it, we won't stay in the kingdom, we won't enter the kingdom, but how important humility is in our day-to-day lives. So many times we might believe we've figured it out. We might try to be independent and try to achieve certain things on our own. But God's like, you know what? No, no, no. Start all over. And start by coming to me. Start by humbling yourselves before me, and I will do incredible things in your life. You know, we must humble ourselves like little children. Humility is not something for us to work on one day or a nice quality to attain at some point, but something we must continue to strive for in our day-to-day lives as disciples. You know, my challenge for us this morning as we conclude is let us live lives of humility. That when we are dependent on God, that when it comes to dependent on God, we don't see dependence as something that's negative. That we see dependence on God as something as exciting, as an opportunity where God wants to bless and work in our lives. And that we maintain and have a teachable heart. And I do believe that if we have that childlike heart, that God will work in our lives to accomplish remarkable things. Amen.